Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of the day, we'll have decreasing clouds, temperatures in the mid-30s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to 22. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 47. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 26. For Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 56 degrees. Currently, it's 28.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for you. One top dollar for your used equipment. Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989. This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Mexican ambassador to D.C. says that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have general agreement on about 40% of the topics being renegotiated in the NAFTA talks. Geronimo Gutierrez says Mexico may also be willing to accept an increase in the minimum regional content for automobiles traded under the deal. Gutierrez says Mexico is focusing on increasing employment, something that's also important to the U.S., but Mexico also says it'll walk away from the bargaining table if President Trump gives notice of intent to withdraw from NAFTA. The U.S. demand for more North American content, specifically American content in vehicles, is one of the most contentious issues to this point. Negotiators have largely avoided this and other contentious issues like government procurement, which means negotiations in Canada could be very important to the final outcome. The talks in Canada are scheduled to run from January 23rd to the 28th. Mexican economic minister says the negotiations are almost complete on 10 of the 20 chapters of NAFTA, and one of the congressional delegation that will be on the sidelines working for NAFTA is Nebraska Congressman Adrian Smith. Arkansas lawmakers approved without discussion a partial ban on a herbicide that drifts onto other crops or wasn't applied and caused damage. The prohibition faces a court challenge by the maker of the weed killer. The Legislative Council approved the Arkansas Plant Board's plan to ban dicamba use from April 15th through October 31st. The council is the legislature's governing body when lawmakers aren't in session. Earlier this week, a subcommittee recommended the council approve the ban. The plant board first proposed the ban after receiving some 1,000 complaints about dicamba. Monsanto is the maker of dicamba and has asked a state judge to prevent the restriction from going into effect. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Republican leaders in the Kansas House say they're taking steps to add transparency. House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. has directed committees to ensure that the written records of their meetings list which lawmakers request bills and on whose behalf they're asking for them. The legislature has faced criticism over its practice of allowing committees to sponsor bills without recording which lawmaker or group is behind them. A second suspect has been arrested in a shooting at a Topeka hotel that left a 31-year-old man dead. Police say that 19-year-old Vincent Gonzalez Rook was taken into custody yesterday morning after a pursuit in a vehicle that had been reported stolen. 19-year-old Logan Bartley was booked into jail earlier this month. He's charged with first-degree murder and aggravated robbery in the shooting death of Jesse McFall on January 11th in southwest Topeka. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, pros, did you know that when you buy in bulk at Lowe's, you can save big? Like when you buy contractor quantities of Hardy Backer cement boards, you can save up to 10%. And that's an everyday savings, too. It's just one of the many services Lowe's offers pros to help put more money toward their bottom line. Plus, you can save time by ordering ahead on lowsforpros.com and pick up your order at our Pro Desk. Learn more about what we can offer your business by stopping in and talking to one of our Pro Services specialists today.
Join the Kansas Corn Growers Association for the Kansas Corn Symposium Thursday, January 25th, and the Kansas Commodity Classic Friday, January 26th in Manhattan. The afternoon corn symposium features speakers and the corn dinner. The Kansas Commodity Classic, the convention of corn, grain, sorghum, and wheat associations, is January 26th and includes Senators Roberts and Moran, policy expert Barry Flinchbaugh, and market and trade speakers. That's the Corn Symposium January 25th and the Commodity Classic on the 26th in Manhattan. Visit kscorn.com for more information.
After dozens of lawsuits in Kansas, lawmakers have asked the Kansas Department of Corrections for a review of the current contract with Corizon Health, which provides medical services to inmates at state facilities. KTV reports the request comes after several lawsuits, including the civil rights deprivation suit filed on the behalf of the family of Marquez Davis. Davis was an inmate at several facilities, including the Hutchinson Correctional Facility, until last year when he died of a rare fungal brain infection. Governor Brownback's nomination for an ambassador's post is closer to a vote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell filed a motion yesterday to cut off debate on President Trump's nomination of Governor Brownback to serve as U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. Ending the debate would clear the way for a second vote on the nomination. If approved, Brownback would resign and Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier would become the governor of Kansas. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say a 54-year-old man died Friday, 8 days after being struck by a car in Lincoln. A police spokeswoman says that Millard Wells was not in a crosswalk when he was struck on January 11th. Authorities say the car driver told officials that he braked and tried to avoid hitting Wells, but it couldn't. Officials say they've cleaned up the majority of eastern Omaha homes found to be highly contaminated with lead. Almost 300 affected properties were removed from a list of contaminated locations last year. Testing originally revealed more than 14,000 homes with high lead levels. Cleanup requires removing about a foot of the dirt and then replacing it and covering it with sod. An Omaha lawyer has been chosen to fill an opening on the Nebraska Appeals Court. Yesterday, the Office of Governor Ricketts announced the selection of Lawrence Welch, Jr. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. A motion was approved accepting the low bid of Ron Schwinneman for $12,800 annually for 3 years for mowing the city levy. Following discussion, a motion was approved to purchase 3 new police radar units at a total cost of nearly $10,000 to replace 3 that are 17 years old. The city administrator recommended purchase of a new street sweeper for $204,000. Less a trade-in of $9,000 for the current unit. It was repaired by insurance proceeds after a fire and has since developed an oil leak, and repairs are estimated to cost $5,000. There was no interest in keeping the current sweeper as a backup. Austin St. John presented a bid proposal for trees and tree maintenance downtown. After a lengthy discussion on the merits of various tree types, a motion to proceed with going out for bids was approved unanimously. A bid outline was presented for a vacant city-owned lot at 7th and Walnut Streets, adjacent to the walking trail and swimming pool parking area. Whether or not to require development or accept the high bid was discussed, with consensus that the council retain the right to accept or reject any or all bid. The property has city services and is 0.35 acres with one full lot, another nearly full lot, and part of two others. Motion to move forward accepting bids was approved unanimously. With concern, council voted to approve an additional $3,500 payment to BG Consultants for extra work supervising the Highway 36 resurfacing this fall. Owing to weather delays and contractor inefficiency, the project took longer than was expected. There will be no additional charges for remaining work on the project that was delayed until spring. The city administrator was given authority to seek bids for a new higher efficiency HVAC system for City Hall. It would include gas heat, replacing the electric heat source currently used. Specifications have been outlined and local contractors will be solicited. Concern with snow removal issues was discussed. City crews were commended for doing an outstanding job. Kevin Throm expressed concern that some sidewalks near schools that are designated and used for students were not shoveled for several days. He also noted that a number of vehicles remained parked on city streets for a week or more after snow plows had finished. Austin St. John was asked about the delay in getting snow piles removed. He was limiting overtime and allowed employees the weekend off plus the Monday holiday before completing that work. It was noted that city policy is to plow city streets when snowfall amounts to 6 inches or more. Concerns with street parking when crews are operating was also brought up. It was suggested a reminder to be aired when crews will be going out. A motion to approve the mayor appointments to boards and committees was passed unanimously. The complete list is on the city council website under Monday's agenda. Bob Connell will replace Matt Smith on the Planning Commission. Shelby Temps will take the position previously held by Sarah Temps. Vicki Gross was named an alternate and was also appointed to the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to marysvilleuscellular@gmail.com.
It's clearance time at Hill Home Furnishings. Need quality furniture? We've got reduced prices throughout the store. Looking for a sofa sleeper? We've got sofa sleepers marked down. Outfitting your office? We've got a great selection of office furniture at low prices. It's clearance time at Hill Home Furnishings in Beatrice. It's sheer quality.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system make its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing lots of snow showers across the upper parts of the plains. Well, now this low is now moving into the mid-Atlantic, into the northeastern parts of the United States. It does look like a high pressure system is overhead, bringing us sunny skies and dry weather as we head throughout the rest of the day, all the way through the end of the week. And the good news is we're definitely going to see some warmer temperatures. So look at the forecast throughout the rest of this Tuesday. We'll have sunny skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the west at 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with although near 26. For Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures right around 56. Thursday night, mostly clear with although near 36 degrees. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Come to Reflections Hallmark for the sweetest gifts for Valentine's Day. They have the cards and gifts for everyone, like the cute and cuddly vintage style sweetheart Mickey and Minnie Mouse plush animals. So sweet. You'll want to see all the new spring and Valentine's merchandise and to check out the 50% off or more Christmas clearance while you're in Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. It's more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late January 40, the average low 19. Sunset this evening 5:33. Sunrise in the morning at 7:35.
Is cursive handwriting becoming a lost art? Don't write it off just yet. We will share some signs of hope today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms. I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 23rd, the 23rd day of the year. Declaration of Independence signer John Hancock was born on this day in 1737. It's no coincidence that the founders of National Handwriting Day chose the anniversary of his birth to commemorate quality penmanship and handwriting. And though it's less prevalent these days, there is reason for hope. Recent years have seen a resurgence in popularity of fountain pens and other quality writing instruments. In an age where everything seems impermanent, we may be longing for more solid, traditional objects. There's also appeal in pens as affordable luxuries, which are also practical. So grab a good pen and make that grocery list a little more legible today. National Handwriting Day. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup. They have the new 2018 models, including 1500 and 2500 models, plus the new Chevy Equinox and Chevy Impala for 2018 are available at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Tuesday. Barry Brown scored 34 points. Reigning Big 12 Player of the Week Dean Wade added 24. And Kansas State beat Baylor 90-83 last night for its third straight victory. Kansas State now 15-5, 5-3 in the Big 12, tied its highest point total of the season. Baylor 12-8, 2-6 in the Big 12, had six players score in double figures. Up next for K-State, they'll return home for their Big 12 SEC Challenge game against Georgia on Saturday. Wichita State dropped 10 points and fell to number 17 in the AP Top 25 basketball poll issued yesterday. The top 10 as it looks now: Villanova, Virginia, Purdue, Duke, Kansas at number 5, Michigan State, West Virginia, Xavier, Cincinnati, and North Carolina. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
If it's time to top off, flush, or refuel your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $12.99 a gallon. Plus, earn double O rewards points for this purchase of Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better price.
Every day. See you.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, pros, did you know that when you buy in bulk at Lowe's, you can save big? Like when you buy contractor quantities of Hardy Backer cement boards, you can save up to 10%. And that's an everyday savings, too. It's just one of the many services Lowe's offers pros to help put more money toward their bottom line. Plus, you can save time by ordering ahead on lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our pro desk. Learn more about what we can offer your business by stopping in and talking to one of our pro services specialists today.
Basketball players from K-State and Kansas have won weekly honors from the Big 12 Conference. As previously mentioned, KSU's Dean Wade is the conference's Player of the Week. Wade from St. John, Kansas, collected a pair of 20-point games in wins over Oklahoma and TCU. KU's Malik Newman is the Big 12 Co-Newcomer of the Week. Newman averaged 16.5 points in two Jayhawk wins. He scored 10 of Kansas' final 14 points in a comeback win over Baylor. Newman shared the honor with Iowa State's Cameron Lard. And the Associated Press is reporting that odds makers lank the chances of Tom Brady winning a sixth Super Bowl ring, making the New England Patriots nearly a touchdown favorite to beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. Sportsbooks around Las Vegas opened the Patriots around a six-point favorite on Sunday. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Play is scheduled to get underway underway in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Marysville facing host Hiawatha this evening at 8. Live coverage on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Onega. Hanover tips off at Centralia. Washington County at Lynn. Southern entertains Falls City Sacred Heart. Kansas Jayhawks at Oklahoma. 6 o'clock tip off live on KNDY FM 95.5.
K-State fans, pack the house at 7 o'clock Saturday, February 3rd, as K-State women's basketball hosts the Iowa State Cyclones. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be the national halftime act, Christian and Scooby. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS and get your $1 tickets today.
C&K Services is thrilled about the Sabetha Blue Jays winter sports teams and the athletes' awesome dedication and talent. The fans know the girls and guys will do a phenomenal job at this week's events. So good luck, Blue Jays, from your friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha. Proud to support our athletes. Midwest Ready Mix wishes the Sabetha Blue Jays winter sports teams best of luck. The fans look forward to seeing the athletes compete at the games and events this week. Keep your eye on the prize. Win or lose, the Blue Jays will always be winners in the eyes of their fans. From all of us at Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha, United Bank and Trust is proud of the mighty Sabetha Blue Jays winter sports teams. These athletes will show what they are made of when the girls and guys bring home the victories from the games this week. Good luck from your friends and fans at United Bank and Trust in Sabetha, banking your way of life. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Stop. Don't top that tree. Instead, make sure it is properly pruned for years of health, beauty, and enjoyment in your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Many gardeners top trees to drastically reduce their size. They worry that trees are too big for their property, are a hazard, or just too big to support themselves. Topping indiscriminately removes large branches and as much as 50 to 100% of the leaves, making it the most harmful tree pruning practice. Instead of fixing the problem, it actually creates hazardous, ugly trees, and increases your tree care costs. A certified arborist can help you reduce large trees and eliminate hazards when needed. They'll remove diseased, damaged, and dead branches to reduce hazards, then reduce tree size by removing larger branches to an adjoining shorter branch. This improves the tree's health and preserves their natural form and structure. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
In the 1980s, the United States put their first women into space, a full two decades after space travel began. So why didn't women get their chance, even though they had undergone astronaut testing as early as 1961? The answer is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are Next Era Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today. Dr. Randy Lovelace did much of the testing of the Mercury astronauts. In 1961, he began a privately funded program to test women for spaceflight. Initial tests were fruitful, and he was ready to send the women to Pensacola for training on jet aircraft.
It was really only a few days before those tests in September of 1961 that the women suddenly received a telegram saying that everything had been canceled. Two of the women had quit their jobs in order to participate.
Margaret Weidekamp is a curator at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.
When it reached the Pentagon, people started wondering, what is the official requirement? Who's paying for this? Is there an official program that this is a part of? And when the answer to that was no, the Naval Air Station withdrew their participation. It actually ended up in congressional hearings by the summer of 1962, investigating whether NASA was discriminating on the basis of sex.
The hearing and the program were both ahead of their time.
What was fascinating about that was they're having hearings into sex discrimination, and sex discrimination doesn't become illegal until the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Meanwhile, the Soviets were the first to put a man in space in April of 1961. A Soviet woman soon followed.
The Soviets flew the very first woman in space in 1963, Valentina Tereshkova. There's some debate about whether the Soviets heard about Lovelace's program or whether Lovelace had heard rumors about the Soviet program and that if that had in fact spurred him to some action.
The Soviets tested and trained 8 women. However, the Soviets never put another woman in space until the 1980s. Sally Ride became the first American woman in space in 1983. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.
The Food Safety Modernization Act is in place to reduce foodborne illnesses. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are many layers to the law, from employee training to use of manure, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleitz. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Over the years, we've seen an increase in the number of foodborne illnesses. Angela Shaw is an associate professor and extension outreach specialist at Iowa State University. She says 1 in 6 Americans get sick every year from what they eat. 46% of that is attributed to fruits and vegetables and nut products. The basic goal of the Food Safety Modernization Act is to reduce the number of cases. It affects everyone from large manufacturers to farmers who raise products for community-supported agriculture. Shaw says many growers are already doing what they're supposed to, but the big focus is looking at record-keeping and training of employees.
So making sure that you have hand-washing stations available, you have the opportunity to wash tubs and tools, making sure that the water source, which is a big thing, is safe. You have potential for, if there's bacteria in that water, for it to attach and get onto the produce.
Another area of focus is the use of raw manure.
There's been a lot of research that has shown that you need to be treating that or composting it to get rid of the bacteria. Otherwise, they can live years in a pile that we traditionally thought, oh, it's going to just die off. Nothing's going to be in there. So that's really what they're focusing on, is just looking at the practices you're currently doing and saying, how can I do it a little bit better?
Regulations have been gradually taking effect since 2015 and will continue through 2024. Shaw says extension and outreach across the country is partnering with the FDA to provide support and training. Learn more about the Food Safety Modernization Act at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Mandy Becker founded the Lighthouse to provide optimal care for those living with cognitive impairment, applying her experience as a nurse in creating the Lighthouse.
Well, I've been working in memory care departments for many years for other companies and learned so much along the way, and I really wanted to take what I've learned and parts I've loved about it and things I didn't like about it and create what I would consider a wonderful place for someone I love.
Contact the Lighthouse today to discuss available services. Call 562-7980 or visit thelighthouseks.com.
Thank you.
pushing lawmakers to incent job creation in rural communities. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Rural Jobs Coalition bills itself as a nonpartisan, nonprofit lobbying group advocating for rural economic incentives. Rex Martin is from Missouri and works for a company that advises the coalition.
There's been recovery in a lot of places, but in rural zip codes, that recovery's not happened. The ability to get capital to increase the size of your manufacturing plant, to grow your company, to get access to broadband so you can have technology, you can have access to health care. It just doesn't exist.
Martin says states tend to skimp on economic development funding for rural areas.
We'd like to make sure that legislators know that rural jobs and rural companies are important, and if there are tax credits and tax incentives that allows for banks to give dollars to grow these companies, that's a very important thing to do.
You can find out more at ruraljobscoalition.com. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In light of Congress not advancing legislation to fund government operations, the National Association of Wheat Growers president and Montana farmer Gordon Stoner said that funding the government is a basic charge of Congress and failing to do so impacts farmers across the country. Shutting down the government means vital agencies like the Natural Resource Conservation Service and Farm Service Agency local offices are closed or functioning on a limited basis, and growers will not have access to data and reports needed for planting and harvesting, farm loans and credit, and other critical services needed to run their operations. He said they call upon Congress to reopen the government immediately and therefore maintain operations of essential farm programs, and failing to keep the government open due to funding is fiscally irresponsible and bad for farmers and all of agriculture. And those words from the president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Gordon Stoner. Well, Texas Senator John Cornyn drawing up legislation to overhaul the renewable fuel standard. It's an attempt to end the disagreement between Corn State lawmakers and oil patch legislators. Cornyn's office has been hosting talks for several months on altering the nation's biofuels program to come up with a variety of policy ideas, although they haven't narrowed down any of the choices yet. A few of the policy ideas range from creating a national octane standard to creating new supports for cellulosic ethanol or even further subdividing the system for bio credits. Cornyn says his goal is to build enough consensus that the legislation will eventually become the basis for an RFS reform bill. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said he's skeptical of the efforts because it's coming out of Texas. That's been going on for more than a year and a half. We'll be able to find a proposal that's acceptable to stakeholders on all sides of the issue, but they do deserve some credit for taking the time to appreciate some of the economies of the renewable fuel industry. Those words from Chuck Grassley. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. The pressure continues on corn and Kansas City wheat. March corn down 2.25 at 349.75. May is down 2.25 at 358.25. March Kansas City wheat is down 4.75 at 423.75. May is down 5 at 437.5. We just can't seem to get things on track as far as the wheat markets are concerned. Soybeans have seen some bouncing back and forth, and we're currently back down again. March soybeans
Well, now unchanged at 9.84 and a quarter. May beans down a half a cent at 9.95 and a half. So the volatility continues with soybeans. March bean meal is down 50 cents at 3.38.10. May's down 90 at 3.40.80. March bean oil, 37 points higher at 32.53. May's up 36 at 32.72. And the livestock complex has seen its share of bouncing around so far today also. February live cattle now up 90 at 124.45. January feeder cattle up 57 at 148.47. All the later months are up when live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs are mixed. February hogs up 25 at 72. Make that up 22 now at 72.02. April hogs down 47 at 74.65. So we've got some issues with hogs here in the middle of the day on our Tuesday. Looking at some other issues, March crude oil is up 82 cents at 64.39. April is up 78 cents at 64.21. Cotton is not having a good day. March cotton down 128 at 82.13. May is down 117 at 82.61. Gold is up. February gold is up $4.50 at 13.36.50. April gold is up 440 at 13.41.30. Silver is lower. Copper is lower. The U.S. dollar index for March down 0.166 at 90.02. So mixed numbers through the futures markets here on Tuesday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and American motor vehicles are doing better on fuel economy. I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
So how well are American motorists doing in conserving fuel? Well, the past year, the fuel economy of new U.S. cars and trucks hit a record 24.7 miles per gallon. That in the 2016 model year. That according to a report from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And regulators are considering whether to revise fuel efficiency requirements because with low oil prices and Americans buying more trucks and SUVs, automakers are growingly concerned that rising fuel efficiency requirements through 2025 may be too stringent. But environmentalists are saying that automakers thus must do more to make vehicles more efficient. Fuel economy rose by just a tenth of a mile per gallon in 2016 and is projected in the 2017 model year to hit another record of 25.2 miles per gallon. The report said that after running surpluses in meeting greenhouse gas emission limits, automakers ran a 9 gram per mile deficit. And the EPA said all major automakers still comply with the standards, but some are using credits banked from prior years to meet the requirements. And so the government does not disclose how much automakers are actually paying for credits, but but since 2010, Fiat Chrysler has purchased 22 million megagrams of credits from other automakers, including nearly 6 million from Tesla. So what about the automakers? We'll take a look at their miles per gallon after this message.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmer's Cooperative.
Mazda Motor Corporation led the industry in average fuel economy at 29.6 miles per gallon. Detroit's big three automakers, including General Motors and Ford, had the least fuel-efficient fleets overall. But that's because they sell a larger share of pickup trucks and SUVs. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Every tractor has a story. This year, the John Deere Company is celebrating 100 years of tractors and their stories on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
In the very early years of the 20th century, John Deere had been watching the development of farm power and the growing need for tractors. He was also watching the tractor production progress of the Waterloo Gasoline Engine Company in Waterloo, Iowa. Tiffany Turner is a large tractor product manager at John Deere. She says March 14, 1918 was a big day for the John Deere Company.
The Waterloo Gasoline Company came in 1911 and started coming out with more economical, smaller tractors, and that's when Deere started looking at this is an opportunity, and behind two closed doors in 1915 they started the conversation, and by 1918 they purchased it, and then we started producing tractors like the Model D, and now we're all the way up to the 9RX Narrow. So if you think about it, back in that day it was 25 horsepower, and now we're up to 620 horsepower.
The Smithsonian's National Museum of American History is marking 2018 as the Year of the Tractor. This month, they're installing a 1918 green, yellow, and red Waterloo Boy tractor at the entrance of the Business History Exhibition.
There are still several Waterloo Boys that are floating out there. That's history. It's so exciting because every tractor has a story, right? We all learn how to drive a tractor on one, and I know I started on a 4020, so it's pretty exciting to see where we are at and where we're going.
Turner says every 6, 7, 8, and 9 series tractor produced this year will leave the factory with a 100-year badge. The big celebration will take place on June 15th in Waterloo, Iowa, where it all began. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the history of John Deere tractors at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Well, the wheat seedings report released by the USDA a few days back showed some surprising numbers in many cases. The wheat markets did not react as strongly to those numbers as it sometimes does. According to Dan O'Brien, wheat market economist with Kansas State University.
When those numbers came in on the 12th at 32.6 million acres and just down from about 32.7 the year before, it was a surprise to the market. And there was at least one day when things moved sharply lower. You know, in standing back from that announcement and trying to have a perspective on what that's showing, still I think that the market saw that number as a surprise relative to last year probably obscures the fact that the previous year we were at 36.1, 36.2 million acres, and in 2017, again, it dropped to 32.7, now down to 32.6 is at least the measure that came out of the winter wheat seedings report. So we're still down about 4 million acres overall for winter wheat seeding.
In the meantime, most folks expected Kansas winter wheat seedings to decrease.
The Kansas number was a bit of a surprise, showing 7.8 million acres of winter wheat having been seeded, actually up 200,000 from the previous year. Even that, if that number proves to be correct, we'd be at 7.8 million acres. That's still down from 8.5 back 2 years ago, again, seeded in 2015 for harvest in 16, and still along with the downward trend we've been seeing.
He says moisture ahead of seeding last fall and cash flow needs may have resulted in the bigger numbers. Dan O'Brien, wheat market economist with Kansas State University. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
KNDY.